It's 6:20. This is KERE News. I'm BJ Austin. 2016 had its ups and downs, but at least it sounded sweet. We're going to take a look back at the year in Texas music. Here in North Texas, standout albums from Art and Seek Spotlight artist Sam Lau and Dallas blues man Charlie Crockett are just the beginning. Art and Seek's Hadi Mawagdi sat down with two music experts to discuss the highlights. Amy Miller is KXT's program director, and Moody Fuqua is creative director of Club Dada and Off the Record.
So, guys, I want to get right into it. 2016 was an exciting year for a lot of reasons, but I want to talk a bit about the North Texas music scene. Amy, can I ask you, what word would you use to sum up 2016?
Well, the one word I would use to sum it up is abundant. And that is because there's a ton of releases from some pretty well-known bands in the area. I mean, Snarky Puppy released some new music. John Congleton, who you might know is a really well-known producer in the area, Grammy Award-winning, released an album with his band. And my Latin draw and my bourgeois draw and my embossed thrashing belt. Sarah Jaffe, really well-known local artist as well. She has a duo project going called The Dividends, and they released an album as well. So
with
just a
S1.
Ton of, with S1, yeah. A lot of great local artists releasing music this year.
Moody, do you agree? Abundant, is that the word to use?
Absolutely. One thing I noticed in 2016 is that the local music scene has grown in such a way that they are doing shows that are as good, if not better, than the touring shows. They are selling out big rooms.
Moody, why don't you tell me about your favorite show in 2016?
I think that the Darkroom show that happened this past Friday, it's fresh on my head, so that's probably has a little bit something to do with it. But it was just a really good party, and it was a lot of fun. And there was something in the air, obviously, because I guess it was their farewell show. But they just put on an amazing performance, and it was awesome.
And we had like three different genres playing in that one night as well, which is sort of interesting. You also had Blue the Misfit DJing as well. So that's a fun show. Amy, I mean, you go to shows pretty much for a living. Can you tell me what you thought your favorite show this year was?
Yeah, well, I think my favorite of the year, I mean, there's so many great local shows, but I think my favorite has to be Jacob Metcalf. I rely on my will. He's just a really wonderful musician. He writes beautiful acoustic songs, and but he just put so much time and thought and care into his show. He had a 20-piece orchestra up on stage with him.
Wow.
He decorated the Kessler Theater, and I mean, it just blew me away. I not only was it probably my favorite local show, but just one of my favorite shows of the year in general.
Wow. I mean, that sounds amazing just thinking about the orchestra, am I right?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have much time left, but I really want to know who you thought were the most successful artists in 2016 in North Texas.
Definitely Sam Lau. She's amazing. One thing I love about her, too, is that she's such a sweet person. A lot of times you find artists that get a lot of spotlight and stuff aren't the nicest people, you know, personally. But I can say Sam is one of the sweetest people I've ever met.
You know, I get to profile her for Art and Seek, so she's part of our Art and Seek Spotlight series. So I hope you guys check that out and learn a little bit more about Sam. Amy, what about your favorite artist of the year?
When you asked me this question, I actually had two that came to mind. One was Sam Lau, because she just has had an incredible year. I mean, an amazing musician all around and in person. But the other one that came to mind was Charlie Crockett. And I think you kind of came up with a term earlier that I really liked. He's a KXT darling. I mean, we just love his music at KXT. He put out a really great record. I think it's the strongest stuff that I've heard from him. I am not afraid to. Not afraid to love you. He was getting a lot of buzz before this year, but I think this year he kind of just took it to another level. He's touring nationally now. He's playing some really big shows locally, and I think that in 2017 we'll hear a lot more about him.
Well, Amy Miller is KXT's program director, and Moody Fuqua is the creative director of Off the Record and Club Dada. I can't wait to see you guys at shows in 2017. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hadi.
No music wrap-up would be complete without a top 10 list. Commentator David Okamoto has compiled his annual list of best albums by artists with Texas ties, and it includes a surprise country sensation, some grungy guitars, and a pop icon whose star just keeps getting brighter.
When 2016 started, Who would have predicted that Maren Morris, a 26-year-old from Arlington once rejected by American Idol, would be the Lone Star State's breakout star? Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a... Or that Beyoncé, a 21st century icon, would get even bigger. Their albums are among my 10 favorites of 2016 by Texas-born or Texas-based artists. At number 10 is the self-titled effort by Houston singer-guitarist Robert Ellis. He channels his divorce into soul-bearing songs that embody the agonizing decision to move out and to move on. Twin House, the debut EP by Relic, comes in at number 9. The Denton Quartet is fronted by former jazz singer Amber Nicholson, and it creates bouncy indie pop laced with psychedelic textures that sound more reverent than gimmicky. My number 8 pick is Stargazer, a kaleidoscopic treat from Dallas guitarist Chris Holt, who was recently drafted to play in Don Henley's touring band. The 22 tracks ricochet from soaring power pop anthems to majestic ballads that salute Elton John's Tumbleweed Connection era. Ranking number 7 is Sam Lau's Spectrum, which finds the Dallas rapper intensifying her fast and furious flow. She also taps into a newfound sense of vulnerability, allowing her to sing as convincingly as she swaggers. Number 6 is The Beat Is Dead, the solo debut by Nina Diaz of San Antonio's Girl in a Coma. She uses scruffy guitars and 80s new wave hooks to chronicle her recovery from meth addiction. The results are traumatic yet triumphant songs like Rebirth and Screaming Without a Sound. Jack Ingram recorded Midnight Motel live in the studio, and it's my number 5. Such standouts as Champion of the World and Blaine's Ferris Wheel forgo the mainstream dreams of previous albums for an intimate experience that echoes Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. I don't know better, but you know that never stopped me before. My number 4 is Hero by Maren Morris. The brash Arlington newcomer is all about fast cars, box wines, and zero filters. She drops the S-word 8 times in 38 minutes, but the irresistible appeal of hits like My Church lies in her love of country music, not her allegiance to its rules. At number 3 is Daybreaks by Norah Jones. It's been heralded as a return to the piano-based sound of 2002's Come Away With Me, but it's so much more. The Dallas-raised singer digs deeper into her gospel, soul, and country roots, and her playing is jazzier than anything she's done. Miranda Lambert's The Weight of These Wings glides in at number 2. Another fight, another call, another beat. The Longview singer rebounds from her divorce from Blake Shelton with her boldest album yet, 24 songs spiked with reverb and distortion that revel in self-doubt and self-destruction before she musters the strength to roll on. But the game changer was Beyoncé's Lemonade. Released as a web surprise, it's a personal and political tour de force. It uses multimedia to rage against betrayal while adding country and blues rock to the genre she already rules. If 2016 confirmed anything, it's Beyoncé's world. We're just trying to keep up with it.
Commentator David Okamoto is a senior manager at Yahoo in Dallas. His music reviews have appeared in Rolling Stone and the Dallas Morning News. Overnight low of 50. It'll be nice and warm tomorrow, New Year's Eve, with a high in the low 70s. Right now, 50 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 48 in Denton. It's 6:30. I'm BJ Austin, KERA News.